Hi, I'm Moy Bransky, and you're listening to the Draft Prospect Review, one of the many podcasts of the New England Patriots. It's Wednesday, January 31st, right here at Gillette Stadium, and we've got Brian Lowe, Paul Perlow, Tom Gazzale, and Andy Hart, so let's start it off right now.
All right, thanks, Laurie. We are still about 3 months away from the 2007 NFL Draft, but there really is no time too soon to start talking about the draft, especially when the New England Patriots have not one but two picks in the first round. They'll be choosing 24th and 28th. The 24th pick, of course, from the Deion Branch trade, and the 28th is their own. So we'll have a lot to say in the next couple months as we look ahead at what positions the Patriots might be interested in. And eventually here on these podcasts, we'll be going position by position like we did last year and taking a peek at the college prospects available at each position where the Patriots might be going with some of their picks and looking at other teams as well, what teams might be looking at. There are about 40 underclassmen in the draft this year available. Andy, you might want to watch out there as you walk away from your microphone during this podcast. Be sure to stop by again sometime soon.
Thanks for joining us, Andy.
Thanks for joining us. But one thing that that has already taken place is the Senior Bowl, which is really the first big event as we lead into the draft. We'll have the combine in a couple weeks, and we'll be out there at the combine hearing from some of these players. But the Senior Bowl, I know, Tom, you specifically pay close attention to the Senior Bowl, which, as the name might imply, seniors who are available in the draft are on display.
Very and, well done right
and,
there,
and play
nothing
on
gets
Saturday.
By below.
Tom, what were some of the initial general thoughts as you start looking at this year's class that you saw from the Senior Bowl week?
Well, it was a tough game to watch because the South did absolutely nothing on offense. I mean, they barely got a first down, so it was kind of hard to watch their players. You know, the fullback from Rutgers, Brian Leonard, had a good game.
Is he
Mr.
Patriot,
as I like to call him.
I thought so, yeah.
Wasn't last year's Mr. Patriot Garrett Mills?
Yeah, well, they got him.
Never played it down, did he?
God, but, please don't let us draft him, please.
But, you know, he's a guy who can run it, he can catch it, he blocks well. So the versatility is something the Patriots like. You know, a guy we were talking about earlier, Patrick Willis, the linebacker from Mississippi, had a tough first series where he got pancaked. He got run over by Leonard, but he came on late, had a pretty good game overall. There's a guy out there, Jason Hill, the receiver for Washington State, who I watch a lot late at night when I got nothing to do. But he's a very good player.
Pretty much every night.
He's a very good player who's kind of getting swept under the radar because of all the big-name
wide
receivers.
Is there a radar yet, though?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of receivers there are.
Oh, yeah.
You're hearing of the Ted Ginns, the Garretts, those guys. But I think Hill's a guy second, third round, if you don't go receiver early, is someone who can come in and make an impact. And, you know, there were some guys who had some good games. But like I said, it was a weird game because it was raining. Mm. The South, geez, man, those quarterbacks. Chris Leak did not look good at all.
It was sort of the reversal of what happened in the championship.
Yeah, it was. But it'll be interesting going on here. I go into the combine. We have something set up with Mike Mayock where we're going to interview him about the 3-4 defense, talk about some of the outside linebackers and how you target those guys because Bill always says that's the hardest thing to evaluate. We've been talking to some coaches already about certain players that might be Patriot kind of players, and we'll have all that stuff when we go to the combine.
It's interesting when your team does not win the Super Bowl. You get a little more time to delve into some of these draft picks. And what's always interesting with leading into the draft is right now you've got players who are, you know, you can rank them at each position and where they stand. It'll all change 3 weeks from now during and after the combine. And then it'll start changing.
Six more times between the combine and the draft.
Right, when they have their pro day workouts, this guy didn't perform as well. This guy's 40 time was better than we thought. Then you start getting into the period where teams actually bring some of these players in for interviews and for closer looks. And, you know, right now everyone says Jamarcus Russell is going to be the first pick overall, the junior coming out of LSU, the quarterback to the Raiders.
Right.
Things could change, and
that's
they
always will.
Interesting.
Right. But I said to Tom, Willis is kind of like this big name now. I know, well, one of the big changes this year and over the last couple of years is how much fans can get involved with this, with the NFL Network, not only covering the Senior Bowl, but covering the practice leading up. They were having live practice twice a day.
Yeah.
Then they had, I think it was an hour-long or a half-hour recap, road to the draft at night from the Senior Bowl. They bring in Mayock. They talk about all the prospects. But a guy like Willis, who was a target all week, they showed a lot of video of him. Mayock talked about him. Patriots fans have fallen in love with him, obviously, because of the need. I actually think he's a guy now that's on the rise, but as an inside linebacker type, as you talked about, they start to pick things apart. Is he a two-down player? Is he a three-down player? He's a guy that I actually think right now is probably outside of the Patriots drafting because he may be a top 17 type pick and you'd have to trade up to get him. But I think he could end up slipping back down to where he could be a possibility with one of those two picks in the 20s. So, you know, the guys that specifically are the Patriots will be targeting, I think, are greatly affected because those are the guys that waver between, say, 17 and 34, where their value lies in there. And when you have two picks in there, you really got to be on top of that ball.
And the other thing about the Senior Bowl in general is not to necessarily concentrate on the game itself, because that's the least important thing that happens during the course of the week, based on what all the NFL guys tell you. It's what they see down there during the practices that they're more concerned with. They get a chance to be coached by pro staffs and all the scouts and all the GMs and everybody, all the personnel people from all the NFL teams are down there watching how they handle the instruction, how they conduct themselves, and how they look against, you know, with and around
and
other
how they respond to coaching
caliber
players.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's much more important than the game itself. So don't necessarily be turned off by a guy because you watch the game, and like Tom said, the conditions were so miserable anyway.
Right.
But even if they were pristine and a guy had a bad, you know, a bad day, that's not the most important factor. It's really what the guy does during the week. And like Andy pointed out, there's so many more opportunities now to see these guys on the NFL Network and and the different updates. I mean, I was reading updates every day off of what happened at practice.
Blogs,
on ESPN.com and stuff. It was great.
And I thought one of the interesting things was you think of these guys, you know, on some level they're superstars. Then they get to a Senior Bowl and they're kind of now mixed in with, you know, 70, 80 other guys who are, you know, draft prospect superstars. And the running backs, Mike Nolan was on his running backs endless times because – it was the old high school thing where you're supposed to finish like 30 yards downfield. The play doesn't end 8 yards downfield. They want you finishing. And those are the little things. I know you can become the practice player guy, but sometimes those are the little things that differentiate two guys that are, you know, neck and neck in some team's eyes. Well, you know what? When we asked him to go 30 yards downfield at the end of every run, he did it. And maybe that means he works harder in April than the other guy who's not going to work as hard as we ask him to. So it's those little things in practice that you talk about that can be as big as whatever you do on the game field.
From talking to the coaches and stuff over the years, that's the stuff that they're really focusing on, not what happens in the game.
And what's interesting is, you know, as I mentioned, the Senior Bowl is sort of the first thing on the timeline leading up to the draft that the public knows about. But this is really almost, we're getting to the point of the culmination of for NFL scouts of the whole process, maybe with the exception of the Cincinnati Bengals, who don't really have scouts.
They're just starting right now.
They're just starting. But, you know, when scouts and GM, I mean, the Senior Bowl is when, you know, I mean, coaches – head coaches who, during the course of the NFL season, are focused more on the NFL team. This might be their first opportunity.
Well, wait here, Bilo, because at the Combine last year, Belichick told Andy and I that he didn't even know the names of most of the players. He said, I don't know.
Then maybe some coaches wait until the Combine.
I know that Vernon Davis is good at tight end and Reggie Bush, but other than those two, I don't even know who's here.
All Belichick knew was the guys from Florida.
That's funny. I don't think you guys ever told me that.
Well, that's what he said.
Really, I'm just starting to get into the process. I barely know these guys' names.
Right, well, that's good stuff. But you know, scouts are working on, you know, they're looking at the sophomores and juniors 2 years out to start getting a read on it. So a lot to come. And just a real quick look, the start of the NFL draft order, Oakland's got the first pick, Detroit's got two, and then Cleveland and Tampa Bay, there's going to be a coin flip sometime.
I'm not sure.
Is it at the Combine?
It is at the Combine, one of the first couple days there.
So Romeo and Crennel and John Gruden can go head-to-head on a little, third versus fourth. You know, that's big. And then Arizona's got the fifth pick. And as we said, Patriots 24 and 28. So we are just starting our look at the NFL draft for 2007 on these Draft Prospect Review podcasts. We'll have much more to come each and every week leading up to the NFL draft. So join us again next week. That's going to wrap it up. Let's go back to Laurie.
Thanks, guys. Check back again next week for a new Draft Prospect Review podcast, and keep checking Patriots.com for all our new podcasts in the off season. Thanks for listening, and go Pack!